Diamond for diamond, no one compares with Mervis. At Mervis Diamond Importers, our natural diamonds come straight from the mines in Africa, and our mermaid lab-grown diamonds beat all others for quality and value. Come view our brilliant diamonds, both natural and lab-grown. Mervis diamonds are so bright and full of fire, they will blow you away. So will the affordable prices. Our diamonds may steal your heart, but not your wallet. See our mermaid lab-grown diamonds and learn how to get a larger diamond for less. You can get a bigger mermaid lab-grown diamonds than you ever thought possible. And with Mervis financing, you can enjoy up to 5 years to pay with zero interest. A generous full-value trader policy and our lifetime warranty program easily make Mervis your first choice. When you mount a world-class Mervis diamond into a designer ring from our huge collection, there is no equal. Mervis Diamond Importers. For an appointment, call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com. Again, that's 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
In episode 4 of Mumbai Diaries 2611, a doctor tells a cop,
"Hum doctor sir, hum human body ko dekhte hain. Human character ko dekhna hamara kaam nahi hai."
It's the horrific night of 2611. The body in question is that of a wounded and bleeding terrorist who has just spread death and destruction with impunity. The cop is ACP Tavre, who has just seen his seniors die. And the doctor is Kaushik Oberoi, the best surgeon at Bombay General Hospital. Kaushik is the closest thing the medical fraternity has to a rock star, or ninja as a friend later describes him. Saving lives is all that matters, even if the life is that of a brainwashed murderer. Human character is also what emerges in those long hours when the city of Mumbai became a battlefield. When confronted with mindless brutality and anguish, men and women find reservoirs of courage and kindness within them. But there are no heroes here. These are ordinary people with ordinary dreams and ordinary flaws. Sexism, casteism, communalism, blind ambition, selfishness, greed, insecurity, deceit, everything comes to the fore. But eventually, when the city is under siege, somehow its residents come together and help each other through the hell of that night. Mumbai Diaries 2611 is a masterful blend of fact and fiction. The writers, Yash Chatija, Nikhil Gonzalez, who's also co-directed the series, and Anushka Mehrotra place characters into true events that we're all familiar with. Names are changed. Kama Hospital becomes Bombay General Hospital and the Taj Mahal Hotel becomes the Palace Hotel. Over 8 episodes, which range in duration from 35 minutes to 48 minutes, the series recreates the horror beat by beat. The word immersive gets tossed around a lot, but Mumbai Diaries 2611 actually achieves it. Co-directors Nikhil Advani and Nikhil Gonzalez begin by throwing us into the routine chaos of a government hospital where the corridors are filled with waiting patients, the toilets are filthy, and medical supplies aren't always available. The place is grimy, crowded, and frankly, frightening to those of us privileged enough never to have entered one. Imagine what happens here when terrorists let loose and bodies start to pile in. The directors, aided by DOP Kaushal Shah and editor Mahir Zaveri, insert us into the physicality of the present. Long continuous takes create immediacy with the camera following the several characters as they go into crisis mode. The action mostly moves between the hospital and the hotel, though inexplicably we also take a quick detour to the Ministry of Home Affairs, which doesn't really add any insight. The dialogue by Sanyukta Chawla Sheikh is authentic, and a shout out to Kavish Sinha for the casting. There are half a dozen prominent characters here and each actor holds his or her own. At center stage is Mohit Rana as Dr. Kaushik Oberoi. Mohit, who was solid as the para commando in Uri the Surgical Strike, alternates between being a swashbuckling savior and a man struggling with personal demons. His heroism is punctured by his recklessness. It's a demanding role and he delivers superbly. As does the rest of the cast, among them veterans such as Prakash Belawadi and Konkona Sen Sharma, and newer faces such as Natasha Bharadwaj, Satyajit Dubey, Tina Desai, Mrunmayee Deshpande. Sandesh Kulkarni as ACP Tavre is terrific. The one false note is the character of a television journalist, Mansi. Shreya Dhanvantri, who also played Sucheta Dalal in Scam 1992, is back in chasing the story mode, but Mansi isn't written as well as the other characters. Even though she has a substantial arc, she comes off as a cliché. The series is also keen to make larger statements about religion and the banality of evil. So the Pakistani handler is tenderly playing with his daughter while he orders these terrorists to just kill as many people as they can. There's also a lengthy sequence in which a key character talks about the fact that hate and violence has no religion. Her family was killed in the 1984 riots in which the perpetrators were Hindu. It's well-intentioned and a critical message, but it seems planted on rather than organic. Mumbai Diaries 2611 is far more successful when the social critique is layered into the plot. Like a scene in which we're told that the VIP syndrome is in play even in death. So rescue operations are diverted to the Palace Hotel where rich people are under attack, then the Bombay General Hospital where life is cheap. It's grotesque. The two Nichols with their stellar cast and crew construct a riveting portrait of grace under pressure. Watching this series is like being inside a pressure cooker. In places, the tension is almost unbearable and the tragedy is just overwhelming. I wept and my insides were just wrung out, but it was absolutely worth it. You can see Mumbai Diaries 2611 on Amazon Prime Video.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.